Hallelujah. Pray together, God, our Father, we thank you again. For it is indeed, once again, our testimony that it is good to be here. For all of the things we went through, all of the things that have been thrust upon us, we pressed our way. And it is good for us to be here. And so once again we have gathered in our tent doors in these feeble dwelling places to hear what you will say. And so we say, speak, Lord. Your voice rang over everything, reigns above. Now let it cascade down upon our ears and our hearts. And there will be strength among this people. There will be peace in our troubled times. The old saints would declare blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. They said you were a foretaste of glory divine. So God, let us know that now in this moment that is ours to share. Thy will be done. Have your way. Lead us and guide us. Lift us and strengthen us and show us that we might be better equipped for the journey. For we have yet miles to go, and we wouldn't trade anything for the miles we have gone. Come, Lord Jesus, fill this place. Fill this people. Speak, Lord. Forgive us of our sins, we pray. And God, let us come closer in the name of Jesus. And the redeemed of the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's put our blessed hands together. Let's praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Come on. This is our moment. Let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Psalm 27 in your Bibles, on your electronic devices, through your app store. Download a Bible version and pull up Psalm 27. Amen. If you'll come with me to verse 13 of Psalm 27, David declares, New Living Translation offering, yet I am confident that I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I got this. Amen. I think all of us can relate to being in difficult circumstances, under certain stresses, trials and tribulations, heartaches, disappointments, We've all been there. And the fact of the matter is, all of us, when we were in those places, circumstances, or situation, all we wanted to do was get a handle on things. We could get our wits about us. And just to know that there is some form of management or manipulation at our disposal. We've oftentimes heard people remark, if I can just see my way clear, I think I'll be all right. If I can just get a grip, if I can just wrap my mind around it, I'll be all right. And our versions of all right are not all the same. And I think sometimes it is a lesson that we learn with difficulty, that it is in fact a truth that not everybody handles everything the same way. And sometimes when people are in their moment of declaration, in their moment of defiance, in their moment of destitute, in their moment of pending deliverance, we try to make them like us, or we expect they would respond as we would have responded. And if they don't, we feel that there's something off about their response. But not everybody is the same. And David helps us. Early in Psalm 27, you hear David say something that is just so inspiring, so insightful. It is there in the early writings of this particular psalm that David declares he has decided to open his mouth with a statement of affirmation and exaltation. He simply says, the Lord is my light. I don't know what you think about that, and I put a little note here that y'all ought to have said something. But I'm telling you now, since y'all didn't say something, let me help you. Let me remind you. I'm honored to inform you. I'm sorry it took me so long to tell you. But the Lord is your light. David said, I have made up my mind that even in mindless circumstances, that the Lord is my light and my salvation. David said that no matter what happens to me, I'm not going to be scared. I've decided to gird up my loins. I've decided to put on my breastplate. I've decided to get back out there. I've decided to keep fighting. I've decided to run on and see what the end shall be. And I won't do it in fear. I made up my mind. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And I want to help you to understand that you ought to be like David. You ought to be able to say with affirmation and exaltation in every trial and every tribulation and every circumstance, under every stimulus, you ought to be able to testify to at least this one thing. The Lord is my life. I ain't got no money. I don't know how this going to work out. I don't know why it's happening. But the Lord is my light and my salvation. So of whom shall I be afraid? Nudge your name, tell him, I got this. It may look like I don't got this, Miss Scott, hold on. But I got this. It may be tossing me, it may be whooping me, it may be scratching me up, pulling my hair out. I may look like a nervous wreck, but honey, I got this. Don't get it twisted. I may be running, but I'm running with a reason. David says, I'm all right. I have made my determination that no danger, no doubt, no desperate situation shall alter my constitution. In God, I am confident. I can't trust everybody.
Folk have lied to me, lied on me. Folk that used to be with me gone. But God is a very present help. Every time I turned around, I bumped into God. Every time I thought I could hit the ground, he caught me. Therefore, of him will I give the praise. David says, I'm all right here. I want you to understand, and I need you to know, I told you a few weeks ago, I'm going to try to encourage you until we get to the end of the year so we can be excited about making it. But God is your light. Even in dark places, the Bible, David says, I will praise him forever. Some of us can get with that, but I won't tell you, if you could holler, whoop, whoop, you could praise him forever. If you can dance for them, you sure enough can dance for him. And you don't have to name that dance either. You know, there was a time back when we would dance, somebody had to name it. You know, what they doing? Oh, they out there doing the dust and dust. God don't need you to name your dance. Just do your thing, baby. You're dancing for the Lord. Says that I know that God will always do three things, and I'll hurry along. God will always give you comfort. Always. God will always put his arms around you. Anybody know that? God always puts his arms around you. God always says, come here, let me kiss that for you. Come here, let me put a little something. Is there no balm in Gilead? Yes! You do remember that he's a comfort God. He's a soft God. He's a goose down feather pillow kind of God. You can lay your head on him and fall asleep. You can be in the worst spin of your life, and God can stop that thing just like that. And you can go, God is a, he would always comfort. Then Secondly, he will always counsel you. God will give good instruction if you'll just listen. He always does that. He always has a word. Brother Davis always asks, is there? Yes, the counsel of God is always good counsel. What shall we say unto these things? And listen to what God will tell you. And not only that, but he always causes celebration. That's why the old folk used to sing that song and said, when we've been there 10,000 years, we're going to still be singing. Bright shining like the new day, we're going to always have cause to celebrate. That's why everybody in the room ought to always know how to praise his name. You ought to always know that when this storm it's over, or even if it endures, I'm going to celebrate. You've got to learn how sometimes to celebrate in a microburst. You keep hearing folks talking about when they ship come in and all the bills get paid. Listen, sometimes you just got to celebrate one little thing. Everything ain't going to end at the same time. So take a microburst and just praise him right now. You people look at you and say, why are you praising God? You're on your way to jail. I'm going to praise him right now. Why are you praising God? You still got one more treatment. I'm going to praise him right now. Because I am convinced that all things are working together for my good. Look at your name and tell me, it's going to work. It's got to work. All things are working together. So David says, always have hope. He said, I'm not going to worry about things. He said, listen, I'm telling you now, my heart has been encouraged. How many know God will encourage your heart? Yeah, that's why he says, strengthen my heart. And God says, yes. The Lord is. Got it. I'm telling you right now that you were not designed to not have it. You were designed to handle things. Tell your neighbor you can manage. All right. You just got to make do. That's the way the old folk used to say it. just got to make do. Now, I don't know what to make do really means, but they seem to think that it would make a difference. So they said, just make do, and you got to make do. What I think they were saying is, whatever you got, work with that. Amen. You can't sit around waiting on the mail order catalog to bring everything. You just got to work with what you got. That's why old folk knew that you can always add a little flour to thicken up the gravy. Stretch that thing out a little bit. You got a little bit of rice here, a little gravy here. That's a meal. Got to make do. And if you ain't got a whole lot of money, then work with your little bit of money. Amen. You got to learn how to manage. That's why the Bible reminds you that to him that overcometh. Tell your neighbor, I think I got this. I got this. He reminds us. He said, listen, first of all, in any distress or any doubt or any discomfort, there are three things that always are in your favor. Can I give you three things? And I'll be out of your way. The first thing to always remember is that the Lord is your salvation. Some of y'all didn't get that. I said, the Lord is your salvation. Okay, you still didn't get that. Try one more time. You always remember that the Lord is your salvation. I know what y'all doing. Y'all figure, well, if we make a little noise, he'll move on. No, I still don't think y'all getting it. What I'm trying to tell you is you are safe because you saved. Y'all missed it. I'm telling you now that once you are saved, you gonna always be safe. Why? Because when you die, you see Jesus. If you don't make it, you see Jesus. If you don't go no further, you see Jesus. Why? Because my salvation is secure. When God saved you, everything after that is gravy. The job, the house, the money. Listen, the most important thing is my salvation. And as long as I got my salvation, I'm safe. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I'm all right. And see, y'all didn't shout right there because you have been duped by the world into thinking that the material things make your life all right. No, you wasn't born, as the old folks say, with no silver spoon. You wasn't born with no job. You wasn't born with no money. You wasn't born with nothing. You came in here with nothing. And the God who loves you didn't say, I'm going to bless you by giving you houses or cars. He said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and whoever gets saved is going to be all right. I'm saved because I'm saved. Then you also have in your favor the fact of your salvation, but you also have your strength. It's right there in the word. He said, he's the strength of my life. You know that song said, God is the joy and the strength of my life. That's a good song. Yes, sir. Don't look at me. That's my version. He's the strength of my life. Listen, you need God to be the strength of your life. Yeah, he said, not only is he my protector, why must God protect us? Because all of us live exposed. Yeah, we all exposed. But God is a fence. God is a hedge. God is a shelter. God is a battle axe. God is the strength of my life. He can handle anything. He protects me. When my enemies came to set upon me, they stumble and fail. I didn't trip them. I didn't lay no traps. I'm telling you, this is how it went down. They just fell. Why? Because God is the strength of my life. Tell your neighbor, don't run up on me. You're going to fall. It's in the word. He said, when my enemies... I didn't do anything. I didn't have ADT. I didn't have no bulldog. I didn't have my shotgun. They just stumbled and fell. And since they fell, he made them my footstool. Thank you for falling. Look at them and say, don't fall in the wrong place. Make me comfortable when you fall. The Lord is. He said he's gonna take care of me. He keep me from Isaiah. Come here. Isaiah said, that they may run and not get weary. They might fail. He said, but the Lord took my frail life and made me Superman. God put an S on my chest. What's that S for? Salvation. That's why whenever the devil comes at me, I peel my shirt open and said, I'm saved. And the devil said, God almighty. Now, that's not really what he said, but salvation. The evidence is in the blood. He said, God not only is the protector of my exposed life, but he keeps them from killing me. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He keeps me from sinking and dying. He is my life. Paul says, can I tell them something quickly, Paul? I have to run on. Paul says, remember in him you live, you move, and have your being. God is the strength of my life. And when you're strong, you can handle some stuff. Am I right? You can pick them up and put them down when you're strong. You can fight the good fight when you're strong. You can run and not get weary. You are designed to be strong. You can work it out when you're strong. You can hear the theme from Rocky, the Eye of the Tiger. Every time you get in something, you can hear that music in the background. Dun, 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 dun. You can feel it because your faith says it is so. You can run. You can press. Because the Lord is the strength. So not only is the Lord your salvation and your strength. I like this one right here, Mrs. Scott. He's my song. I just want to sing about him. Anybody ever felt like singing about him? I mean, you know, you got to have it deep in you, Sister Walker, where you can make up your song. Amen. You don't have to sing it like Andre Crouch wrote it. You appreciate him giving you something to start with, but once you get it in you, you know, you start singing it your way. You can do the Frank Sinatra ministry. You can say, I did it my way. You know, I've had my share. You know, I'm going to do it. Look at your name. Tell neighbor, when I start singing, don't you criticize me. Don't be looking at me with no shade. I'm just going to sing it my way. I'm going to sing it how I feel it. I'm going to tell it like I know it. Because God is my song. He put a song in me. You can do the Bobby McFerrin version, Jeff. You can just say, don't worry, be happy. Amen. Happy in the Lord is I. Don't pass out, Mrs. Scott. I'll fix it later. You got to know that God is my song. That's why they made that song that said, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. And when you get to that his high part, you got to have the right tune and tenor. But do it your way. If you got to crack it when you sing it, don't crack it, but keep on singing because that's your testimony. It's you that God delivered. It's you that God helped. It's your husband. It's your child. It's your marriage. It's your finances. Baby, you ought to stand up and sing that song. I remember the lady sang the blues when the Billie Holiday all drunk up. Look over there, tell her, play my song, piano man. Ain't nobody say nothing to Billy when she got down like that. And that's how you got to be. You got to be able to look over there and say, Brother Stacy, play my song. God is. And then you can fill it in from there. I'm just about finished with you. He said, not only is God my salvation, God is my strength and my song, but he reminds us that there is no fortitude like faith. What he's saying to us when we get to verse 13, I'm going to hurry now. He said, when you get there, he said, you got to know what it means to be fortified. You got to decide that no matter what happens, I am confident. You got to suck in some air, swell up your chest, put your shoulders back, ball up your fists, and say, I got this. Your enemies come when the lies are swirling, bills are way up here, and some of y'all are going to be in trouble toward the end of this month. I ain't no prophet. There's no spending habits. You don't need you fussing at them people when they call you about their money. You ain't have no problem spending them people money. Don't have no problem giving folk them back their money. Listen to me now, and I can save you some trouble. Get rid of some friends in the next 2 weeks. Break off some relationships, and your Christmas list will be much smaller. There are two times in the year that you need to break off relationships: Christmas and Valentine's Day. You have my blessing. Live with it as you may. But he reminds us, he said, there is no fortitude like faith. Paul comes along again. Paul says, remember, if God be for us. Now here's where I'll make my stand, and we can go. You have to be very careful that if does not become fatal. There are promises that God has made us that he will not renege upon. But you got to do your part. I say you got to do your part. Some of y'all looking at me with wild eyes now. I'm telling you now, you got to do your part in this. You can't shrink back because you have trouble. Jesus says, in this life, I wish he hadn't said that. I mean, anybody else like me wish Jesus hadn't said that? There's some things that Jesus said that I kind of wish he hadn't said. You know, when Jesus says things like, in this life, you're going to have trouble. You know, Jesus says things like, you know, if they do this to you in a green season, what do you think is going to happen when it's dry? You know, Jesus says stuff like that. I'm like, you know, Lord, you Jesus, couldn't you come up with a little more Jesus-y stuff than that? When Jesus says to you, know, to you, he said, listen, if you think it's bad now. Jess, it reminds me of a song, little Bobby Womack, if you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl, when the skeletons come out of the closet and chase you all around the room. You know, he's right. You know, Jesus says, if you think it's bad now. When Jesus says stuff like this, pray that your flight don't come in the winter. And every mother ought to get scared when Jesus says stuff like, woe unto nursing mothers. You know, and so he says, but I made these promises. With every promise, he gives power to deliver on the promise. But here's what God requires in order that promise and power meet their full potential and expectations be fulfilled. You got to pray. See, I've learned, Reverend Muriel, to pray based on the promises and the power, not pray based on my greed and desire. I saw a little thing on Facebook, Sister Harmony, somebody posted, man down on his knees praying, sweat popping off of him, lifting up his eyes toward heaven. Please, God, let me prove that you can trust me with the lottery. See, that's a crazy prayer. You know, some of y'all probably knew them. Lord, let me prove to you that I can do right with that money. No, that's why the Lord ain't gave it to you. He knows you ain't going to do it. How many of y'all know you ain't no good with money? You know, if you do bad with a little bit, God help you if you get a lot of it. He said, listen, there are promises. Watch this now. The Bible says that in the secret of his tabernacle, in this place is where the saints find their cause for security and celebration. That's why he said, when I got to the house, when I realized that in the house of God, strange but beautiful things do happen. How many of you know when you get there, he's been waiting for you? That's why the Bible reminds us that we ought not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, because you fill in your blank right there for yourself. Excuse me. David says, that when I got into the sanctuary, when I fell into the presence and under the presence of God, I felt something. That's why every Sunday your testimony in the parking lot ought to be, what a time we had. I felt something. God, if you don't feel something in God's house, what you think you're going to feel in your house? God is here telling us that everything going to be all right. God says to you, you made it this far, and you're going to make it even further because I put promise over your life. That's why you can be assured that no devil in hell can kill you. The devil can't destroy your marriage. The devil can't have your children. The devil can't get you fired. The devil ain't got no power. God is all powerful. I put a note here, said they ought to shout right there. The Bible says he's a rock that's higher than me. And I trust him. That's why whenever things happen, can I tell you what the word said? The word says, in the midst of all of this, now my head shall be lifted high above my enemies. Tell your neighbor, take your best shot. Now my head shall be lifted. I got this. Y'all thought I wasn't going to show up today because of the rumor mill. Y'all thought because my man or my gal left me that I wasn't going to come. If I have to bum a ride, now my head shall be lifted. Y'all thought because you saw me in the paper under the bankruptcy notice, under the foreclosure notice, that I wasn't going to come back in his house. They can have my house as long as I got his house. Now my head shall be lifted. Y'all thought because they took that car back that I shouldn't have signed for in the first place that I wasn't going to come, but we got vans. Y'all thought because the news got out, but I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody going to do me like Jesus. Nudge your neighbor and say, now my head shall be lifted. He reminds us, he said, oh, they fired their darts. They talked about me. But David declared triumph in the midst of trouble. So it is. Harmony, the last three, we can go. He declares. I like that. See, he says that, oh, I'm in it. He said, but I'm going to declare triumph. David says, sometimes family act funny. I'm almost there, Elizabeth. He said, even if my mama and daddy go to tripping, I know the Lord. Woo! I feel my help. He said, even though my brother and sister stop talking to me, I know the Lord. He said, even if the pastor don't come to see me, the deacon don't bring no communion, I know the Lord will hold me close. God will put his arms around you when nobody else will. God will kiss you on the face when nobody else will. God will walk with you when folk turn their back on you. God will come and sit down when other folk in a hurry. Look at your neighbor and tell him, he walks with me. He talks with me and tells me I am. I'm his own. You remember, the Lord says, these is my children. I know each and every one of them. And he makes it personal. Some of y'all have been declaring defeat instead of declaring triumph in your trouble, but you can handle it. Nothing comes to you that is designed to overtake you. God knows you can handle it. You just need to trust what he knows. Somebody ought to send God a text right now saying, I'm sorry, Lord, I got it. David declares triumph in trouble. Secondly, he not only does he, I like this, he not only declares, but he says, Dr. Dixon, that he has delight even in difficulties. Some of y'all need to learn how to smile in your storm. It's right there in the text. David said, listen, I had one of my most difficult failures become public. I told you, in our exposure, he protected. David said, I did right. I went to get the ark of the Lord. I was on my way back. He said, and one of my most visible failures, I learned as a result of my failure how to have faith. David danced in delight because on his way back, he said, I got it this time. Look at your name and said, I might have dropped it last time, but I got it this time. David danced, and watch what happens. David begins to declare that he can get through this thing. David demonstrates delight, and folks start hating on him. I told you, sometime in your own house, folk don't want you to get healed. In your own house, folk don't want you to come out. But David kept right on dancing. Look at your name and said, sometimes folk won't understand. But David danced before the Lord, and watch this now. David made that little nursery rhyme song make a whole lot more sense, Reverend, because if you're happy and you know it, their face ought to truly show it. Some of y'all got a sour disposition right long through here, so I'm glad to come your way. I'm here to tell you now you're going to be all right. I'm here to tell you now that you ain't dead yet. I'm here to tell you now, pop one more pill, do one more injection, keep that insulin flowing, because God is going to make a way somehow. I'm here to tell you now that even in your worst circumstances, even if they know more than you wanted them to know, you can cut your step to the glory of God. Your wife might not understand it. Your husband may not understand it. But baby, this dance ain't for you. This one is for Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, this one's for the Lord. I want God to know that I'm so thankful, because I could have been dead and sleeping in my grave, but I delight in him. I owe taste and seed and found out he was good. I tried him for myself and I discovered that ain't nobody like him. He's not just one. He's the only one. Look at your name and say, I got the right one, baby. Uh-huh. God, I delight in you. But then not only that, as we get ready to leave you alone and you don't know what to do with this extra 10 minutes, but I will tell you that when you desire him and you delight in him, here's your shout. You got to learn how to declare it for yourself. You got to be your testimony. You got to let your declaration go with your desire. In other words, watch what David said. David said, I found my delight dwelling in the house of the Lord. I want y'all to understand right now, there are some places you may go. There are some places you may be invited. But David said, oh, I just want to be in the house. I declare it to be so, that I found joy in the house of the Lord. I found my peace in the house of the Lord. David said, listen, Lord, you're going to have to show me. But I've made up my mind that I'm going to wait patiently for the Lord. But I do know that I don't have to die to get my joy back. He said, I am confident of this, that the Lord has stood by me. He is my fortress, protecting me from everything. Yes, the Lord is my salvation. Yes, the Lord is my strength. Yes, the Lord is my song. But the Lord is my salvation. Yes, I know it to be so, because he saved me. The Lord will come through. David said, I've desired now to tell the whole world that I will see the Lord's goodness. Though the storms keep on raging, though the winds keep on blowing, I've made up my mind that God will hear my praise. I'm so glad to tell you that I've decided to make him my choice. I'm so glad to tell you that the reason you're still alive is because he still sits high and still looks low. I'm here to tell you now that after all you've been through, you ought to step back and look at yourself, because if other folk had gone through what you went through, they would have lost their mind. But can I get you to witness to somebody that I still got my mind? How do you know you got your mind? Because my mind is stayed on him. That's why every time I think about him, I feel the praise coming up. Sometimes I'm waving and I don't even know it. Sometimes I'm running and don't even realize. But every time I think about him and how far the Lord has brought me, can I get you to tell somebody, you only met me a little while ago, but I've come a mighty long way. I've been through some trials and tribulation. You only see me on Sunday when I comb my hair right. You only see me on Sunday when I got my Maybelline just right. You only see me on Sunday when I put my shiny shoes on. But baby, if only you knew the hell I've been through. But I thank God that the devil didn't kill me. I thank God that the flood of water didn't drown me. I thank God that I was able to get on my feet. And while I'm on my feet, I'm going to tell God thank him. While I'm on my feet, I'm going to lift up my hands. Baby, I had cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes 1 and 2. But look at me now. And if I can praise God, what you waiting for? I thank God for my troubles. I thank God for the lies. I thank God for the setbacks. I thank God for all of the things that I had to go through. It is because I got through that my praise is valid. There's something inside of me that is just like fire shut up in my bones. That's why I sing. That's why I wave. Because the God in me is a mighty good God. Can I get one witness that can tell somebody that the Lord will come through? The Bible says that he will hide me underneath his wings. He'll cover me with feathers. Won't he do it? I say, won't he do it? The Bible says that my God is a rock. My God is water. My God is a bridge. In other words, to leave you alone. I'm trying to tell you, God is all that. Anybody know that he's all that? Ain't God all that? Put in your request. Let your request be made known. Tell God all about your struggles. Tell God who did it to you. And God will. I declare God will. Won't he fix it? Didn't he fix it? Can you say yeah? Pastor, how do you know that God is a savior? Well, I'll tell you how I know. They took Mary's little baby, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. They stretched him wide. They put nails in his hand, pierced him in his side. He died. I said he died. They put him in that tomb. Sealed up the tomb. Didn't they seal it? They put guards on duty. They marched all night Friday. They kept on standing. They tried to stay awake. They wouldn't let nobody come near. But how many know that no matter how many guards, no matter how many enemies, no matter how many lies, no matter how many rumors, when it's your time to come out, you're coming out. And look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, when I come out, I'm coming out big. I'm coming out bold. I'm coming out better. Won't God make you better? Can you say yeah? Say yeah. Finish the story. The Bible says that early that Sunday morning when they got to the tomb, he was already gone. Somebody said they stole him away. Somebody said they hid him somewhere. But I read a little further. The Bible says, look at your name, say, neighbor. The Bible says that he got up with all power. Didn't he do it? Say yeah. And Paul said, as I get ready to leave you now, Paul says, the same way that Christ got up, that we too shall get up. Look at another neighbor that you haven't bothered all morning and tell that neighbor, say, neighbor, whatever you're going through, whatever trial you're in, whatever struggle you're in, don't let it kill you. But if by chance you should pass out, if by chance you should run out of air, if by chance you should lose your breath, hold on for Sunday morning, because early on Sunday morning, didn't he rise?
rise. And just like he got up, you gonna get up too. Wake up, old sleeper. Rise and shine and give God the glory. Anybody feel like giving him glory? Anybody feel like giving him glory? Can you give God the glory? Didn't he do it? Won't he do it? Can't he do it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I got this. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to find my way. I'm going to keep on pressing. I'm going to keep on trying. I ain't going to lay down. I ain't going to give up. I'm going to press, 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 because I got this. Anybody got it? Anybody got it? Anybody got it? Say yeah. Say yeah. I got it. I'm making my declaration that this is the last day that I struggle. This is the last day that I'm scared to come out of my house. This is the last day that I'm going to worry about rumors and innuendo. I got this. The Bible says I can confront my challenges. Go in there and say, excuse me, you trying to tell my story? You can't tell it. Let me tell it. Yes, my son got arrested for possession of marijuana. Yes, we did not have the money to make the bail. You know, go and tell it. And when you get to the end, just before you walk out, tell him, but through it all, I learned how to trust and take him at his word. The Lord will. And you can walk off with that kind of walk where you're confident. You can go in there and tell them, yes, my husband left me. Yes, we're going to lose the house. Yes, we had to take the children out of private school. But through it all, I've learned. You got to do that little thing, you know. I've learned how to trust and take him at his word. Then the break room talking about you. Yes, they passed me over for that promotion. I thought I had it. Yes, I'm back down here with y'all. I'm back on third shift. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm still bringing my little greasy bag with the one piece of chicken wing in it. But through it all, I've learned how to trust. I got this. Because no matter what happens to me, whatever be tied, God will take care of you. Let's stand on our feet together. We're going to leave. We're going to go. It's time to go. You got this. You got to stop thinking you can't handle this. You got it. The Lord is your salvation. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your song. You ever notice how sometimes that song gets stuck in your head? Just be singing it, making up words as you go along. How many of y'all make up words? You done changed the people's song about 40. They ain't got the nerve when somebody tell you the right word. Go, no, it ain't. Girl, I know that song by heart. That ain't what they're saying. But when you sing unto the Lord a new song. Why? Now notice now. Notice what the Bible said. The reason Luther was singing unto the Lord a new song is because he has done great things. It ain't because he's thinking about helping me. He's helped me. That's why I'm saying, child, every time I see you, you in there singing. Let me help this too. Sometimes I get too gender specific. Homeboy, every time I see you, you singing. That's right. In my Luther voice, in my Barry White voice, I'm singing. Why? Because the Lord has done great things. Sometimes, Luther, I forget that some men are a little soft too. Brothers need a little help too. So
homeboy, every time I see you, you just giving God. That's right. Dap it up. The Lord has done great things. He is my salvation. He is my strength. He's my song. But it is my declaration, even in my troubles. It has been my desire, even in my troubles. It has been my delight. I found the fullness of joy. You don't want half joy. Tell your neighbor, no half joy. Want the fullness of joy. Don't get cheated on your joy. You get home and get a half box of joy, go back to Walmart and exchange that for a full box. You know, they'll take anything. So I bought this the other day. You know, people thought I bought the other day and had it a year. I bought this the other day. No, sir, that went out of stock 2 months ago. No, I didn't. Well, my cousin gave it to me for my birthday, and I just opened it. You know how y'all be making up those stories at the little redemption line, and they just look at you and go, sir, we just going to take it back anyway. Oh, okay. But the fullness of joy. The Lord is the light. You're going to be all right. You can handle it, man. Get a grip. Remember that sermon? You probably wasn't here, but I preached a sermon. When you get a grip, he'll get the glory. Because you hold on to that thing, God going to get something out of it. I know he will. Don't let the devil cheat you out of your praise moment. If you're here today and you've not accepted Jesus Christ, you ought to come. Give your life to the Lord. Time is winding up. It won't be long now. Now 1,000 years may go by, but you won't be around to know it. But I'm telling you, on this day, it won't be long. So if you have not accepted Christ, won't you come? Tell your neighbor, excuse me, I done bothered you all day. I got to get by you one more time. But I'm not going to leave here today without assurance. Not insurance, assurance. You know, assurance is far more valuable than insurance. The thing I love about assurance is you don't have to make no monthly payments. He just gives it to you. He said, they that call upon me, I'll hear them and come quickly. So if you've not accepted Christ, you don't have assurance. You're going to need assurance. It's the blessed kind. You ought to come give your life to Christ today. If you're in this room, if you're already in the body of Christ, you're already in discipleship, life training, very good. I want to give you another opportunity to be reconciled if you've fallen by the wayside. Trust me, these empty pews are an identifier that many have fallen by the wayside. And so we want to extend to you the opportunity to be reconciled today because Christ loves you. God bless the both of you. I've been praying for you guys. Yes, sir, I've been praying for you guys. God bless you. Let's give God some praise. It's happening, man. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. I trust God more than anything. If you're here today, I want to give you an opportunity. You're looking for a church home. You're looking for a place where we can grow together. Trust me in this, beloved of God. If you don't have a church home, you need a church home. And we want you to be home with us so we can grow together. We would be willing to tell you if we had enough time in the furtherness of this day that we're not a perfect people, but we're trying the best we know how. And we don't want to judge you. We want to grow with you. Because if I help you, you're going to help me. That's just the way it is.
So would you join with us today? If you're looking for a church home, we open our doors and our hearts to you. We expose our very lives to you. Because once you're in, you're going to see what you had not seen before. You're going to hear what you had not heard before. You'll begin to know things you had not known before. But let's grow together. Let's let love cover that multitude of sin. Let's let peace be our mantra. Let's care for each other. Our doors are open to you. In the name of Jesus. Very good. Listen, I was telling Brother William and Sister Jennifer, they've been coming in and out visiting with us, but I've been praying for them. When they were here last week, I just started praying. I just wanted you all to be a part of our family. I don't know what God's going to do, but I know he's going to do something. And I know that when God is doing something, things start happening. I am honored to have you with us. I am honored to serve you. Let me help you. There is nothing impossible with God. You guys have a light. You don't even know it, but you have a light about you. When you came in that door today, I almost stopped. In fact, you do know. That's why I came down and shook your hand today. God said, make sure he knows that you love him. Bro, and listen, it's not about what you or Jennifer have to do for us. It's what we're going to do for each other. And we're honored to have you in our family. God bless the both of you. Amen. Thank you so much. And we're just honored. Oh, my God, you're just a baby. I feel real old. I just look down here and, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. God bless you. I wish I could be your age all over again. The Lord said, no. I'm sorry. God bless the both of you. Sister Jess, thank you so much. Listen, can you all do me a favor? I know we're ready to go. But I want to do kind of like we used to do in the old church. Can we all make sure we come by and shake William and Jennifer's hand today? Just if you ain't got a long speech, and don't come with no long speech. Just walk by and say, man, bless you, sis, bless you. And let them get ready to go eat dinner. But can we just do that to just be like we used to do in the church? We never let folk come and ignore them. We always said, welcome. So, Sister Jennifer, Brother William, come on, y'all stand up here with the pastor for a while. I got my good cologne on. Everything going to be all right. Y'all stand right over here. And we want everybody to come this way now. Don't make no traffic jam. But we're going to do it. Let's stand on our feet. We're going to pray first. We're going to ask God's blessing on William and Jennifer. And then we're going to ask God's blessing on you too. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you today for William and Jennifer. Thank you, God, that they thought it not robbery to come all the way from Evington to Greater Brookville Church. Now, God, do just what you said. Every promise and every empowerment, every protection, every provision, let it be upon their lives. For we know that you brought them this way for purpose. Oh, God, thank you so much that they yielded to your call. And, God, now we embrace them, not in form nor fashion, but by faith of a family, because we're all in this thing together. Meet them, Lord, in the place of their greatest need. Do only what a God like you can do. And then, Lord, hold us accountable for their lives, that we would nurture them and strengthen them. Walk with them through trial, tribulation, up, down, good, bad. In any kind of weather, any circumstance, they're our family. Bless them real good, Lord. Meet them there. Show yourself again. And God, we thank you so very much that this is the day. And for all of these who stand with us, Lord, you know exactly what they stand in need of. Give them the fight to fight the fight. Oh God, deliver them through every trial and tribulation, every storm. The Lord has made a way somehow. God, we bless your name. Give us traveling mercies as we go about our business today, furthering the purpose of kingdom in Jesus' name. And forgive us of every sin. Lord, have mercy. And the redeemed of the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Come on, let's shake hands. Give him a hug. Come on. Come on. The Lord is good. Come on. And we're going to let them get on about their business. God bless you. Thank you. Come on. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Come on, leaders. Make sure you tell them who you are and what you do. Come on. Amen. Ain't going to take forever. We'll be all right. This is how we used to do it.